Good evening, everyone. We'll make a wee start just to our meeting tonight by singing together the hymn number 308 in our own hymn book, first hymn in the order of service. This is a testimony meeting, and this hymn is a wonderful hymn of testimony. The hymn writer says, "O happy day that fixed my choice in thee, my Saviour and my God. Well, may this glowing heart rejoice until its raptures all abroad. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away." And my, there's no greater blessing in life than to know our sins forgiven, washed away into the sea of God's forgetfulness through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, through knowing Christ and trusting Him as our Savior. We'll keep our seats as we sing, and as our sister just leads us in the organ, please.
Oh,
Well, we'll just look to the Lord in a word of prayer and just ask the Lord for his help, his blessing. And we pray tonight that the Lord will draw near and that we might know and hear God's speaking voice to our hearts, and that the Lord would help our brother even in the words of testimony this evening. Our gracious God, our loving, eternal Father in heaven, we come into thy presence, O God, tonight with joy and thanksgiving in our hearts for all of thy love and mercy, goodness, kindness, and grace toward us. And Father, we thank thee most of all tonight for the wonderful gift of thy so great salvation. Now, Father, we thank that that gift has been purchased for us in full by and through the sacrifice of thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank thee, O God, tonight for thy word that tells us that God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. O God, we realize each and every one of us have sinned against thee in thought and word and in deed. We realize, O God, that because of our sin we deserve judgment, we deserve to be cast into hell. We deserve, O God, to be left to our sin. Yet, O God, we thank thee that thou art a God of grace and that thou didst not pass us by. We thank thee, O God, that thou art a God of love, and in love and in mercy and in grace thou didst send thy Son, thine only begotten Son, into this world to seek and to save poor lost sinners such as us. And Father, we thank thee, Lord, for each one in this meeting tonight who can rejoice in their sins being washed away, who can rejoice in the salvation of their souls through faith alone in the Lord Jesus Christ alone as Savior. And Father, we thank you, God, this night that when we have Christ as our Savior, not only have we the joy of sins forgiven, but Father, we thank that we have the great hope, that great assurance of everlasting life and a home in heaven. And Father, we thank that this is the place that Christ is preparing for the people of God. How could say, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And Father, we thank thee for each one, Lord, in this gathering tonight who has that hope within their heart, that hope of heaven, that assurance of sins forgiven, that great joy of thy so great salvation being their portion. Father, we thank thee for thy blessings to us throughout this thy day. We thank thee for the Sabbath day of rest, when we can set aside the things of time and sense and the normal routine of week. And Father, we thank thee that we can gather together with thy people in the house of God around thy word to praise thee, to pray to thee, and to worship thee. And Father, we pray that thou would bless our coming together this night. We thank thee for thy presence with us and blessing to us this morning. But Lord, we do need thee afresh tonight. And Father, we ask that thou wilt pour out thy Holy Spirit upon this meeting. Father, we pray for a real sense of the presence of God from this opening hymn to the last amen. And Father, we pray that thou would come to every heart tonight, to every soul, to the very youngest, to the oldest, Lord, in this meeting. And Father, we pray that thou would reveal thyself and reveal thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to every heart and to every soul by the Spirit of God. We thank thee for each and every believer in Christ who is saved. Lord, bless your people. Do lead them on with God. Build them up in their most holy faith. Encourage them in their Christian testimony, we ask. And bless and use thy people day by day to be bright and shining witnesses, Lord, for thee. For any, Lord, that might be cold at heart, maybe walking afar off from God tonight, Lord, may they know thy restoring grace within their soul. And Lord, for any with us tonight, old or young, and they're not saved, they maybe know about Christ and know about heaven and hell, yet they've never came as a sinner to Christ, never repented of their sin and put their trust in Jesus Christ alone for salvation. Father, we pray that even this very night, by thy Spirit and power and grace, that they would take that step of faith and trust Christ, whom to know is life eternal. Bless our meeting to this end. We thank thee for all who have come, for every household represented. Meet the need of all our homes and all our families.
and unite them all in the Lord. Remember, Lord, those that cannot come because of age or sickness or infirmity. Lord, bless them and minister to them. Others who maybe are shielding, Lord, watch over them, bless them and protect them. And Lord, do bless this town of Enniskillen and bless around this county of Fermanagh. And Father, turn the hearts of many even unto the Lord at this time. Remember thy servant tonight who has come to sing the gospel and to give that word of testimony, to tell of thy saving grace and keeping power in his life. Lord, bless our brother Paul tonight. Fill him, Lord, with thy Holy Spirit. May he be very conscious of thy presence. Guide his thoughts, direct his words. And Lord, truly tonight we pray that he might be the Lord's messenger and the Lord's message, and that he might be a signpost, O God, for thee, for some soul in this meeting tonight. Bless him and encourage him. Lead him on with thyself. Bless his wife and family as well. Meet their every need, and bless them and guide them in the ways of God, and use them for thine honor and for thy glory, we ask. Remember our land tonight. Bless every faithful gospel witness up and down the length and breadth of this island, north and south of the border. Bless every faithful servant of God. And Father, turn the hearts of many away from sin and away from false religion. Turn them to the Christ of God, to the Christ of the Bible, who is the way, who is the truth, who is the life. And Father, we pray that this night, by thy Spirit and power, that there'll be many young and old alike who will press into the kingdom of God and put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ alone for salvation. We thank thee for the great message of the gospel, the great certainty of salvation, that thou hast said in thy word that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We thank thee for all thy mercies. Bless us now in the remaining part of this meeting. Lead and guide, we pray. Close us in, Lord, with thyself, and give help in the testimony tonight. And in everything that is said and done, we ask that the Lord Jesus Christ would be honored and glorified, in whose name we do pray and do ask all these things. Amen. Now, at this stage of our meeting, I want to welcome everyone tonight in the Lord's great name. It's good to see so many gathered with us here this evening. We bid you welcome. Our prayer is the Lord will richly bless you tonight around the Word of God. If you're a believer in Christ, may you be encouraged. And if you're not saved, our prayer is that this very night that you will know the blessing of salvation. Know what it is to be saved by God's grace. Know your sins forgiven. Know what it is to be sure of heaven. And if you're visiting with us, we extend you a very special welcome. Trust that you'll feel at home. It's always a joy to visitors to share in our fellowship together around God's Word. We also welcome those listening and viewing online as well, whoever you might be, wherever you are. Our prayers the Lord will bless you this evening around the Word of God. Also give a special welcome tonight to our good brother in Christ, Mr. Paul Elliott from our church in Armagh. Welcome him and his wife Lisa and their son Sam. Nice to have them with us here tonight in fellowship. And our brothers come to sing for us in the gospel and then to share a personal word of testimony to tell of God's saving grace and keeping power in his life. And he'll be doing that shortly in the meeting. But we welcome him and we pray the Lord will richly bless him tonight and that he know God's help and blessing. And the Lord will use him for his honor and glory as he tells what the Lord means to him. Praise God, when you're saved, you have a personal experience with the Lord Jesus Christ, a personal experience with Christ. And you can testify of Christ and tell of him as a wonderful Savior. Now, the announcements for the week are as follows. Tuesday night here in the church, 8 o'clock, is the midweek prayer meeting and Bible study. And we commend that to every believer. Trust as many as possible will gather. It is the box opening night for Bethel Children's Crusade. Our sister Gillian will be with us giving a report on the recent work that she's been doing and also plans for the summer. So do remember that. Come along and encourage your sister in that meeting on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. Also Tuesday night, 6:30, is the children's meeting in Tresna. And then Friday night here in the church, 6:30, again the children's meeting here in Bethel. And that is followed by the youth fellowship, 8 o'clock. We commend that to all the young people. Trust as many as possible will gather for that season of fellowship. Next Lord's Day, the 6th of June, Sunday school and Bible class at 11 a.m. in the morning. Morning worship is 12 noon.
and that is immediately followed by the Lord's table, and that is open to all who are saved and walking in fellowship with the Lord. And then the evening gospel meeting at 7, and in the will of the Lord, I belong to minister God's word at those services. Our annual Children's Day meeting services will be on the Lord's Day, that is Sunday the 20th of June, a few weeks just from today. Morning service will be at 12 noon, the afternoon service at 3:30, and the children from our Sunday school will be taking part, so pray for them as they prepare for that. And the guest speaker will be our brother, Mr. Noel Shields, an evangelist from Annalong. So remember that, make it known, and pray for our brother as he comes. And God willing, that's next Monday afternoon, the 7th of June. We're hoping to recommence the door-to-door outreach, letterboxing the literature around the area. So do pray for that. And if you are free, would like to come along, then we'll just meet at the church car park here at 2 p.m. next Monday afternoon. Really just from about 2 to half 3 or so on the Monday afternoon. Again, a word of thanks to all those who helped with the painting around the church last week. That has been deeply appreciated. And then, as we also mentioned this morning, anyone needing or requiring pastoral visitation, do contact me. I'd be glad to help you with that as soon as possible at your convenience. And then also, as we mentioned this morning, we'd like to express our sincere Christian sympathy to our sister, Mrs. Sadie Scott, and the passing of her sister, and also recently Mrs. Joan Moore lost a sister out in America. And we assure these families of our prayers and our sympathies at this time, that they will know the Lord's grace and the Lord's comfort in their time of bereavement. And this is really all by way of necessary announcements. I know I feel quite warm up here tonight. It's a bit like a sauna. So if you're too warm, don't be afraid to take your coat off and make yourself comfortable for the meeting. But we're not complaining about the heat. It's nice to have the good summer weather. But we're going to hand now over to our brother Paul. He's going to sing, first of all, and then he's going to read God's word and give a word of testimony. Welcome our brother, and we pray the Lord will richly bless him and use him tonight for the Lord's honor and glory. Amen.
Great to be along here this evening. It was very warm, and it's a real privilege to come along and share a few pieces in the gospel and then my testimony after. So I just trust that you will be blessed tonight. This is a wee piece entitled, Yet Not I, But Through Christ in Me. One gift of grace is Jesus my Redeemer. There is no more for heaven now to give. He is my joy, my righteousness and freedom, my steadfast love, my deep and boundless peace. To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus, for my life is wholly bound to His. Oh, how strange and divine, I can sing all is mine, yet not I, but Christ in me. The night is dark, but I am not forsaken, for by my side the Savior He will stay. I labor on in weakness and rejoicing, for in my need His power is displayed. To this I hold, the shepherd will defend me through the deepest valley he will lead. Oh, the night has been won, and I shall overcome, yet not I, but Christ in me. No fate I dread, I know I am forgiven. The future's sure, the price it has been paid. For Jesus bled and suffered for my pardon, and he was raised to overthrow the grave. To this I hold, my sin has been defeated. Jesus now and ever is my plea. Oh, the chains are released, I can sing, I am free. Yet not I, but Christ in me. With every breath I long to follow Jesus, for he has said that he will bring me home. And day by day I know he will renew me, until I stand with joy before the throne. To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus. All the glory evermore to him. Oh, the chains are released, I can sing, I am free. Yet not I, but Christ in me. To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus. All the glory evermore to him. Oh, the chains are released, I can sing, I am free. Yet not I, but Christ in me. Not yet I, but Christ. Second wee piece is just entitled Standing on the Promises.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and I'll sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of Christ my Savior. Thank you.
If you have your Bible with you, I would invite you to open it at Isaiah. This is the reading this evening is taken from Isaiah chapter 12 and verses 1 to 6. Basically, the whole chapter is a short little chapter of the Bible, but you will hear later on the significance of this particular chapter in my testimony. So in Isaiah chapter 12, verse 1, it says this. This is the word of the Lord. And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation, I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw waters out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. And just with your Bibles open, we'll just have a brief word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this meeting. We thank you, Lord, that indeed I have a testimony to give. We thank you, Lord, for the ministry and song. We thank you for the songs that have been sung, Lord. We pray, Lord, that they will be a blessing to some heart, Lord, that they would even call upon your name in salvation. Help us, Lord, to pray with that expectancy that you will do great and mighty things in this meeting tonight. We pray, Lord, that you will take this meeting from the ordinary to the extraordinary. We praise you, Lord, for this corner of your vineyard. We praise you, Lord, for your servant here, the eldership and committee of this church. We pray, Lord, that you will bless all the outreach that have been prayed for already and mentioned. We pray, Lord, that you would even own each of those efforts, Lord, we pray. But, Lord, we just pray now that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart would be acceptable in your sight. In your name we pray. Amen. First of all, I would like to thank very much the Reverend Porter for his kind invitation to come along. Him and I have been friends for a long time, since his time up in Market Hill, and it is a great privilege to come again and rejoin in fellowship with him. And I see our sister Gillian in the meeting there, and I've already met her husband tonight, and I haven't had the chance to congratulate Gillian and her husband on their recent marriage. And he was very kind and helped me in earlier on when I was setting up, and very kindly set me up a much smaller lectern to speak from tonight. So Gillian, you can see that I haven't got much bigger since you knew me as a little boy in the Sunday school in Armagh Free Presbyterian Church. And that reminds me of a time that I actually was speaking, I think it was down in Kesh, and it's strange that we sang that little piece tonight, Standing on the Promises, but I actually went to preach or speak one night down in Kesh at a mission for Kesh Free Presbyterian Church, and they had this big, big, tall lectern. And the first hymn was Standing on the Promises, and I can tell you I needed to stand on something because I could hardly see over it. But I thank our brother for helping us out this evening. I just want to share a word of testimony with you, and I do appreciate that it's warm and that you are all wearing your masks tonight, so I will not detain you longer than we need to tonight as I go through this testimony with you. And if I was just to give a short title to my testimony, but simply say this: the faith as a boy brought grace as a as a man. So the faith as a boy brought grace as a man. You know, when I give a word of testimony, I always recite these verses. 2 Timothy 3, verse 15. And our sister was responsible for this in her time at the Sabbath school in Armagh. And says this, "And not from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." Ephesians 2, verse 4 says this, "But God." Note that tonight, "but God." Some acknowledge God and believe that there is God. Some believe that there's no such thing as God. But says this in Ephesians 2, verse 4, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us." And I want to tell you about my "but God" moment in my life. So my story is simply this. As has been already mentioned, my name is Paul Ilya from Armagh. I attend the Armagh Free Presbyterian Church. I'm married with three children. And I can stand here not in my own strengths at all, but it's basically my sufficiency comes of God and my personal faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as my Saviour. It says in 2 Corinthians 3, verse 5, "Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God." And that should be the claim of every Christian, that there's a lot of pride in our communities and districts, but as believers, our sufficiency is of God. I had the great privilege of being brought up in a Christian home. I was sent along to Sabbath school, lots of children's meetings, Bible camps, singing groups. I attended the Boys' Brigade in Armagh, and I was taught by faithful Christians in all of those meetings that the Bible was true. And you just can't cherry pick the bits that you like and airbrush the bits that you don't like. Isn't that what we sometimes do with the Bible? I was taught that there was a heaven and hell. What a great teaching to teach our young children. I began at a very young age of reciting scripture, where I have to say my initial incentive for doing so was because I got money and sweets to do so. Now, I know that's still a policy that a lot of our kids, workers, would still do. They would hand out the money. I remember getting £10 when I was maybe only 10 years of age or 11 years of age for reciting a portion of scripture. So basically that's how I learned the Bible, and that was basically hiding the word of God in my heart that I might not sin again against him. So that's a short bit about my story. I want to speak about my soul. Now, everybody has a soul. You have this earthly frame and this earthly body, but you have a soul that lives forever. And because of Adam's sin, it says that our soul will be separated from God. And that brings in the very first verse of that little chapter that I read, where it says this, In that day thou shalt say, Lord, I will praise thee, though thou was angry with me. So God is angry with the sinner tonight. And as a young boy, even I was born in sin, and probably had not much sin in my life when I was a little boy. But it says that God was angry with me. And it says then, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. So it says in Romans 5, verse 12, and I want you to get this. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. I want everybody to grasp in the meeting and online that everybody is a sinner. It doesn't matter how perfect you are. There was only one perfect man, and that was Jesus. So I was taught at a very young age that Jesus was a substitute for my sin. And
He was a substitute when he died on the cross of Calvary. I was also instructed as a young boy that it clearly states that not everyone can get to heaven. Now, I know that there's a philosophy tonight that if you do good, that you'll get to heaven. That everybody, if you went out along Enniskillen town tonight and asked everybody, would they like to go to heaven? And I tell you, they'll tell you that they'll like to go to heaven. But it says in God's word that not everybody gets to heaven. And I like to always back up what I say by endorsing it from the Bible. Revelation 21, verse 27. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh an abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Could I ask you the question this evening? Is your name written in the Lamb's book of life? Because unless it is, you'll not get to heaven. I have to be faithful tonight and say that. So, in verse 1, it says, in that day. And you could ask, well, what day would that be? That's the very first words of that chapter 12. And in that day, the day of trouble. And I'll speak a little later about my day of trouble. Thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Are you still praising God tonight in your troubles and your trials? Because that's what he wants you to do. So I've spoken about my story. I've spoken about my soul. I want you now to listen carefully about my salvation. As a child, age 7, I asked Jesus to forgive my sin in a little children's meeting. And I've heard of various announcements tonight about outreach amongst the young people. You know, the majority of people will be saved before their age of 12. So at age 7, I asked the Lord Jesus to forgive my sin. So that's a message to the workers that involved in kids' work. Don't give up. Even at such a young age, I felt God was preparing me for the future. And that's why it says, thine anger is turned away. His anger was turned away when I gave my life to the Lord as my Saviour. And now comforteth me. And I want to tell you why he comforted me. So I've spoken about my story, my soul, my salvation. I want you to listen about my shock. One major event at age 11 left an indelible mark in my life, which left a massive void and shaped me as a person. To give you the context of that, on the 22nd of May 2013, soldier and drummer Lee Rigby was murdered in cold blood, an attack motivated by religious extremism. I don't have to give you examples of religious extremism where life has been ended in this part of the country especially. On the 13th of April 1983, 37 years ago, my father, who was a colour sergeant and drummer with the Royal Irish Rangers, was murdered in Katy Main Street by terrorists, an attack motivated by religious extremism. One minute we were out playing along with my brothers, and the next thing we were called in by the Elam pastor who lived a few doors up from us. Pastor Carnduff brought us in and broke the news to us that my father had been caught up in a terrorist attack. So as a young boy, I was aware of the trouble. Remember I mentioned about the trouble in verse 1? I was aware about the trouble in Northern Ireland. I knew that some of my father's friends and colleagues had also been murdered. I remember the phone calls coming late to the house at night. And you know, when the phone rang at night, late, it was normally bad news. You know, I had the presence of mind as a little lad just before his 11th birthday to ask about my father. And I asked the question, has my father been killed or has he been injured? And unfortunately, my father's life was ended that day. And you know something? That was my but God moment in my life. And I stand here to testify of how God has helped me through that troubled time. a "but God" moment. Have you had one? You know, it's only around the corner. You can't guarantee that you'll not have one. In most people's lives, they will have a definitive moment where God will really speak, and it'll be classed, in my opinion, as a "but God" moment. In my school days, I remember Armagh being a hotbed for terrorism. I knew lots of my father's colleagues, as I've said. I remember bombs going off in Armagh. I remember the bus station being set on fire. Our sister Gillian will remember this. I remember darkly as being one of the worst atrocities because it was an attack on God's people in a church. I knew the families of those that had been murdered in darkly. I went to school with the victims' children. So at age 11, I remember my father's funeral and watched my father, aged just 38, enter Armagh Free Presbyterian Church for the last time. You know something? He was there the very morning at an early morning prayer meeting. You'd asked him why was my father at the church. He was praying for his family. The day that he passed from this scene of time, he was in Armagh Free Presbyterian Church. And I can tell you this, my father was not a great riser in the mornings. He was always late. But when the prayer meeting was on at 6:30 in the morning in Armagh Free Presbyterian Church, he was there praying for his family. So I remember that funeral well. I remember the Union flag draped on the coffin, his hat, his belt on top. I remember the gun salute at the graveside, the piper's lament. And with all the pomp and ceremony, and my father been lowered into the ground. And I have to say that I cried. I don't think I have cried since, because I become very hard growing up and I wanted to be strong for those that are around me. And as verse 2 says in Isaiah chapter 12, this is when God become my salvation. Remember that I gave my life to the Lord at 7 and he was preparing me for something in the future. This is when God and the Lord Jesus Christ became my salvation. I was saved, yes, but I knew it. When tragedy struck, I knew it. And God is my salvation, I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. You may be a Christian here tonight, but are you serving? Are you serving him? Are you doing exploits for God? Has he become your salvation as well as your Saviour? I trust that he will, and that he has. You can say, how did I cope? You know, I'm not unique. A lot of families had been, went through exactly the same tragedies up and down this country. And I'm sure people can testify here of losing a loved one very suddenly. So how did I cope? Simply by leaning on the promises of God. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust, not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength. I was saved and I was trusting him. Psalm 14, Psalm 16, it speaks about strength. And you know, I love that little hymn by Joseph Striven where it says about the pain that we often forfeit because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. And I knew that if I carried my troubles and trials to the Lord, that he would help me. Psalm 46 is, God is our refuge and strength, the very present help in trouble. And I have to say this, Romans 5 verse 20, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. I knew the Lord. You know, I want to speak to you about my storm. I was angry and bitter as a young boy in my teens. I knew there was avenues that I could have went down. I knew there was groups that identified exactly how I was feeling inside. I was asked to join those groups. I was told by them, you know, Paul, you could avenge your father's murder. But God kept me from it. But God, the word of God that was hid in my heart as a boy, children's meeting workers, listen. When you're teaching the scriptures to them young people, I'm telling you now as testimony what you're doing. Because I can testify that the word of God was in my heart. God kept me from it. His keeping power was there. And again, leaning on the promises of God. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Romans 12:19. Matthew 10:28. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. And was spoken already about the soul. And you know, the Lord has helped me with that bitterness that I had in my heart, with Bible verses and scripture. You know, and this is one that come upon me fairly recently, maybe a couple of years ago, when I started to give testimony, and I love it. Isaiah 54:17 says this, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. So any weapon that was lifted up against anybody in this country, it'll not prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And my father was a servant of the Lord. I believe God has repaid, and he has repaid for those that are responsible. And I can tell you that they've not prospered. I want to speak about my father, my spiritual heavenly father. What a way to go, all the pomp and ceremony of a military funeral. I remember it so vividly. He was a great example in life as a Christian. He was a great example in life in prayer, as I said about the prayer meetings that he attended. And I can tell you now, more importantly, he was an even better example in death, because he was ready. He was absent from the body and present with the Lord. You know, recently I was in work and a guy brought into me the papers of the 13th of April 1983, and in that paper was all the details of the passing of my father. And Dr. Paisley took the funeral service, and his whole sermon was in it, and the reaction from the police and the reaction from the politicians. But something that struck me when I read that paper, and my eyes were drawn to it, they had all different little headings. A big mass of paper, far bigger than you would get today, the Ulster Gazette in Armagh. And there's one heading on it that I was drawn to. And you know what it said about my father? Born again. Born again. You know, if somebody wrote something about you, I know that would be my prayer. They can write whatever they want about Paul Elliott in the future, or they can write whatever they want. But I tell you this here, if they write that about me, I'll be more than happy. So, my father was ready to go, and that poses the question, are you ready? You know, my father's testimony has been used greatly. I'm still, obviously, because I'm here giving a testimony tonight and really reciting my father's testimony as well. And that's where it says in verse 3, therefore with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Do you see that? So God is using your testimony to reach others, and he's drawn others out of the wells of salvation and drawn people onto to Christ. You know, on the 30th anniversary of my father's passing, my father was a drummer, as you know. The Elliots were well known around Armagh for being drummers in the local bands. My father tutored lots of different drummers and bands around the local community and district. And we decided, you know, for a lasting memorial to my father, that we'd get a lambeg drum unveiled. And what we done is we asked the Reverend McMillan to come up to one of the local halls and dedicate the drum and bring a gospel application. And I stood in front of the the gathering that night and I give my father's testimony. And you know something? Some of my family members were saved in that meeting. They realized that they wouldn't be reunited with Trevor Elliott in heaven. So God has done great things. You know, I can stand and be testify that God has done wonderful things in my life. He surrounded me with many Christians. He gave me beauty for ashes and the oil of joy for mourning. And, you know, God can do that to those that suffer. He can bring that comfort. And as it says in verse 4, in that day shall ye say, praise God, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. If you exalt the name of God, you know, don't we tell our kids to honour God in school in front of their friends, and God will honour them. You know, I love this little passage in Isaiah 61. It says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. He bound my broken heart up, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Verse 2 says, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. And God comforted me in my day of mourning. And I'm here to proclaim the acceptable day, that now is the time for salvation. It says in verse 3, to point to them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. That's why I try to sing. And I've recently started to learn this guitar. Not very good, but we're getting there. And God has given me beauty for your ashes. And it's all that God might be glorified. What else has God done in my family? He gave me a beautiful wife, a lovely family, a household salvation. And most of all, he blessed me with a great mother. A very quiet, unassuming woman who's very strong. And I can tell you, strong arms when I needed a cuff around the ear, which I got many times. But she's a real inspiration on how to cope with difficulties. And I couldn't do justice to describe the person that she is. And God never gave up on me. He never forsook me. It says, blessed are those that mourn. And I just want to finish off very quickly with this here. This time last year, I was self-isolating along with Lisa and Sam and Jessica. Four of us contracted COVID-19 way back in May last year. And God stayed with us the whole time and blessed us. And there was a lot of prayer offered in the local community for us. And, you know, I praise him for it. You know, so many people have lost their lives, but we're blessed as a family that we were spared. You know, God in my social life took me down other avenues. I had a keen interest in marching bands, and I got involved in a band in South Armagh called Drumdurg. And that was used, I believe, of God to take my mind away from tragic events that had engulfed our family. He knew that, and I have to say this has been inherited from my father and my grandfather and great-grandfather on my father's side and my mother's side, all bands, people in pipe bands and for years and years. And I've been involved in the marching band scene for over 35 years. And it's been a real blessing. I lead that band up in Kerry in South Armagh, and I count the friendship of the members over their memberships. I have been given great privilege of having an influence over many young people and many people around that particular scene. God has used my testimony to speak to many of them. You know, I had great successes with the band. We went to the battlefields over in France and Belgium a couple of times. We have been to London, and we've prayed in the capital city of Britain. We have a great tradition that I am very proud of. And I had the great privilege of playing at a garden party with the band back in 2016, where we met Prince Charles. And it was a great honour to do that as a bandsman. And I will have lots of memories of that. But can I tell you, I met the future King of England. But I can tell you this, it compares to nothing when you meet the King of Kings. And I met the King of Kings at age 7, as I've said. It says, sing on the Lord, he has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. That's verse 5 of Isaiah chapter 12. And that just concludes what I'm going to say about service, speaking and singing. God challenged me to do something. I got involved working in the youth. He reckoned that my height, I would be on the same level as a lot of the kids. So God is using me in that way. I'm testifying and singing. And, you know, that's all I want to do, is to serve him. And say, you know, and that leads me just to conclude, just to say, in verse 6 of Isaiah 12, says, cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. And I can say that God, right through all those troubled times, was in the midst of me. And you know something? He can be in the midst of you as well, in trouble and trial, but most importantly, he can be in the midst of you in salvation. Are you saved tonight? You know, I sometimes ask the question, why do tragedies happen? Why is there so much sacrifice and suffering? You know, why do the good die young? These are all questions that I had in my young life. Why did the good die young and sometimes evil is rewarded with long life? Why do evil things happen to good people? Maybe you've had these questions as well. You know, and the only thing that I can bring you back is to Jesus. If you can think of the badness and the wickedness that our Saviour encountered on the cross, then you'll bear whatever you have been given. But God moments happen for a reason. Tragedies happen because God has to knock just that little louder to get through to people. And I want to ask you tonight, has someone's death spoken to you? Is there someone in glory that belongs to you? Can you say that you'll be reunited with them? Maybe you're in the meeting tonight as I appeal to you. You're maybe breaking somebody's heart. Your parents, your wife, your husband, because you don't want nothing to do with God. Can I ask you, what are you depending on to get to heaven? Christian parents? Going to church? Religion? Tradition? Good works? That's all very good. And it's commendable to do all those things. But it won't get you to heaven. I hope that you will realize that what Christ done on the cross is the only way that you will get to heaven. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Maybe you're in the meeting tonight and you think you're unthinkable. You know, sickness and death will happen. I have first-hand experience of that suddenness when someone is taken from you. You know, I'm appealing to you tonight. Don't reject God one more time. Ask him to forgive your sin. You know, simple to do. Acknowledge you're a sinner. Ask the Lord to save you. And ask him to help you. And have faith in him. And that's, people tonight, how the faith as a boy brought grace as a man. And I thank God for it. Thank you very much for listening. Amen.
Brother Paul, tonight, for coming and sharing that personal word of testimony, telling of the Lord's saving grace and keeping power in his life. And we thank the Lord for all that he's done for him, saving him many years ago as a child, and keeping him and helping him and blessing him along life's journey. We thank our brother for coming, and we pray the Lord will richly bless him lead him on with himself and use him for his honour and glory. But as we close tonight, friend, as you've listened, we asked you the question, what about you? How is it with you tonight? If you were to die tonight, where would you be? Would you be saved? Would you be ready for heaven? We know not what a day can bring forth. Our brother spoke about that. The suddenness of death, how quickly it can come, even to those in the very prime of life. And the Bible says, prepare to meet thy God. And there's only one way of preparation. It's not by religion. It's not by this church or any other church. It's by you coming in faith as a repentant sinner to Christ. Christ of the God, the Son of God, who died on the cross, who rose again. And you must trust in him. Embrace him by faith alone. Put your trust in him and ask him into your heart and life to be your Savior. And you know the great promise of Christ is this. He says, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. No matter who you are, no matter how young you are, no matter how old you are, no matter what your sin is, what your sin has been, if you come as a repentant sinner to Christ, he will save you. He will forgive you all your sins. He'll be with you in life. And one day he will take you home to heaven. Men and women, young people, boys and girls, there's nothing more important in life than for you to be saved and to know Christ as your Savior and to be ready for heaven. If you're not saved tonight, we encourage you to come to the Lord. If you'd like to speak to our brother Paul after the meeting, he'll be no hurry away. No preacher can save you. I know Paul would be glad to open up the Bible with you and to point you to the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who can save you, the one who can take away your sins, and the one who can take you to heaven. Now we're going to close our meeting by singing together the hymn number 279 in our old hymn book. And it's a wonderful hymn. It's a gospel hymn. And the hymn writer just says here, pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry, while in others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Verse 3 there says, trusting only in thy merit, would I seek thy face. Heal my wounded, broken spirit, save me by thy grace. And the only way that you can have favor with God and be right with God is to trust in Christ and the merit of Christ, and have his blood applied by faith to your heart to take away your sins and to rest upon his righteousness, the perfect righteousness of Christ alone, to fit you for heaven and make you right with God. We'll keep our seats as we sing. And indeed, if you're not saved tonight, as we sing this hymn, make it the prayer of your heart that the Lord would hear your humble cry, while in others he is calling, that he would not pass you by, and that he would save your soul and fit you for heaven. We'll keep our seats while we sing. going to close our meeting with a word of prayer. Myself and our brother Paul will be at the door there to greet you as you leave. We'll not be shaking hands, but just to thank you for coming and to wish you well in your homeward journey. If you'd like to speak to our brother after the meeting about any of the matters that he's mentioned tonight, well then just you wait behind and he'll be glad to help you in any way that he can, even after the meeting this evening. Our Heavenly Father, we thank thee, Lord, for thy presence with us here in the meeting tonight. We thank thee, Lord, for the singing of thy praises. We thank thee for the reading of thy holy and precious word. We thank thee, Lord, for the words of testimony and for help given to thy servant as he has related and told of the Lord and what the Lord has done for him, the refuge the Lord has been to him, and, Lord, the blessing and the joy of salvation in his life. Lord, bless those words of testimony to every heart, to the encouragement and the strengthening of every believer. But Lord, should there be any with us here tonight, any also listening in online, not saved, not prepared for death, not prepared to leave this world, Lord, speak to them especially tonight. And may they settle the matter tonight once and for all and be saved and be ready for heaven. Bless our brother Paul. Use him for thine honor and glory, and meet his needs day by day, and bless his wife and family, we pray. Take of our thanks now for thy presence. Take us to our different homes in safety. Journey with us, we pray, and bless us over this new week that lies before us. We ask all these things for Jesus' sake. Amen.